Kaylee.
The Fonder effect is the reduction in genetic variation that results when a small subset of a large population is used to establish a new colony. The new population may be very different from the original population, both in terms of its genotypes and phenotypes. In some cases, the Fonder effect plays a role in the emergence of new species. One of the few examples of the Fonder effect is when a storm separates a small number of birds in a migrating population. These birds end up at a destination different from where they usually migrate and establish a new population in this new area. The Fonder effect is caused by a small population with limited numbers of individuals breaking away from a parent population.
Shalone Ramirez. A Fonder effect occurs when a new colony is started by a few members of the original population. This small population size means that the colony may have reduced genetic variations from the original population, a non-random sample of the gene in the original population. For example, the Afrikaner population of Dutch settlers in South Africa is descended mainly from a few colonists. Today, the Afrikaner population has an unusually high frequency of the gene that causes Huntington's disease. Because those original Dutch colonists just happened to carry the gene with unusually high frequency, this effect is easy to recognize in genetic disease, but of course, the frequency of all sorts of genes is affected by the Fonder event.
Jasmine.
The Fonder effect is a phenomenon in the work that we do that refers to the migration of a small group of people from a larger population to go settle in another environment. And they carry along with them a subset of genetic information that existed in a larger population. And because of that, carrying the subset that actually reduced the amount of genetic variation that exists within a new population now. And as a result of that, they may emphasize certain phenotypes or certain genes, and all of this may be de-emphasized. So a Fonder effect can sometimes impact a population in such a way that they may have less of a particular type of gene or more of a particular type of gene. And it can change what we call phenotype, which is the things that we look at, like your height, your weight, or having a particular disease, or not having a particular disease. So in effect, that is what the Fonder effect is.